It is time for Greatness Coaching with Heidi M. And today, Heidi is sharing a nice mind hack with us. Heidi, hack me.
Consider yourself hacked. How's it, Eon? How are you?
I'm good. I'm so good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much. Yes, I've got a mind hack for you this week and another one next week for you and the listeners. And once I've shared these two mind hacks with you, you will see how you are very able and capable of making your own life just so much easier for yourself. If you know these things about your own mind, we've established that your life, whether you like to know it or not, is very much run by your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is running everything. I likened it to, and I think it was last year that I told the listeners and you that the subconscious mind is like a wild, strong horse, and the conscious mind is like an inexperienced horse rider.
Yeah.
There's no way that that horse rider is going to contain that horse. There's no way the horse rider, the inexperienced young horse rider, pardon me, is going to be able to rein in the horse and make the horse do what he or she wants it to do. It doesn't work like that. The horse will run away with you. So in order for you to control the horse, the first mind hack is your mind only does what it thinks you want it to do. So I'm going to explain that to you. Your mind's job and its only job is to protect you, to keep you alive. That is what your mind wants to do. So if you're driving to work every day like we do here in Johannesburg, you know, sometimes it can take us up to an hour to drive 6 kilometers. And I'm speaking from experience. I live 6 kilometers away from the university I lecture at. And some mornings it can literally take an hour. Some people live in Pretoria and they drive to Johannesburg for work. Can you imagine how long that takes sometimes?
I don't know.
So if you say to yourself, oh, this commute is killing me, your mind goes, what? You're being killed? I must prevent you. I must prevent you from going to work.
Yeah.
I must prevent you from driving this car. I must prevent you at all costs because you just said that the commute is killing you. Mm. Then your mind will make you lose your keys or forget where you put it.
Ooh.
You'll end up late. Or your mind will make you procrastinate. Or your mind will make you feel so miserable during work hours or during your commute that you resign.
Mm.
That is your mind's way of keeping you alive. If you say, my boss is ruining my life, I can't stand it. I hate being there. My boss is just killing it for me. Your mind, what? Your life is being ruined? I must move you away from that danger. What does your mind do? It makes you procrastinate. It gives you a stomach bug, gives you a migraine. You can't go to work.
Mm.
Right? This is just your mind trying to protect you. If you go, I'm so nervous giving this speech. I can't do this presentation. I could just die. Your mind is, what? There's death?
Mm.
Wait, let me keep you safe.
Mm.
I'm going to give you a nice ulcer. That's going to keep you in bed for long enough for that presentation to pass. You know that fear of public speaking is one of the worst fears we could possibly face. And there are some people who would rather than give a eulogy at somebody's funeral, be in the coffin before
That's
they
me.
Give the eulogy.
That's me.
That's you, Ian. So you need to give your mind very clear instructions. So listen, let's face it. The commute isn't really killing you, is it?
No.
You don't really want to be in the coffin rather than give the eulogy, is it, Ian?
It probably feels like it, but no.
Yes, but come to think of it, it's a lie, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lie.
It
you
is.
Won't die from delivering the speech. You won't. The commute isn't killing you. Boss isn't ruining your life. He's not. He doesn't have that much power. Nobody has that much power over you. Yes, you are very correct. It does feel like it sometimes. But you need to tell yourself better lies. I'm just going to repeat that. You need to tell yourself better lies. If you're going to lie to yourself, you may as well tell yourself a better lie.
Yeah.
So, this is the crux of this mind hack. Instead of saying to yourself, this commute is killing me, find a way of doing something nice, listening to an audiobook, learning a new language, or whatever it takes to make the commute nicer. And then say to yourself, I am so looking forward to listening to my Sesotho audios because I'm learning a new language. I'm really looking forward to the commute. I promise you, if you are telling your mind that enough times, and you know, you can say, oh, I don't have the energy to tell my mind that lie for the next 3 weeks. It doesn't take 3 weeks. It takes a day, and then you're there.
Wow.
And yes, may I please remind you, lying to your mind anyway. So you just change the words. Just change the wording. Change your lie. And you will automatically start looking forward to it. It's just how the mind works. It really, really is that simple. If you are going to say, my boss is ruining my life, instead of that, say, my boss is a challenge, and I am so looking forward to finding inventive ways of avoiding him. Yes, be creative. Yes, find something else. I'm looking forward to seeing this, that, and the other colleague. I'm looking forward to my lunchtime when I'm going to have a Zoom meeting with my long-lost friend who's now living in New Zealand. Find better lies to tell you. Well, it doesn't even have to be a lie. Tell yourself some truths then. Instead of saying, I'm so nervous to do the presentation, I'm so nervous to do the speech, say, I'm so excited. I think we've also said this to each other, the physiological reaction that you have when you are nervous or anxious is exactly the same. The same stuff happens in your body when you are nervous and anxious than when you are excited. The breathing gets a little bit shallow, maybe a little bit sweaty in the palms, and the butterflies in the stomach. Those feelings are the same for nervous and for excited. So why don't you rather tell yourself you're excited to deliver the speech? You're just going to make your life so much easier for yourself. Let's do the lemon test again, Ian. Close your eyes. You're standing in front of your fridge. You're opening the door. And in front of you is a nice, icy cold lemon. You take the lemon out and you take a knife and you cut through the lemon, and that fine, fine citrus mist is just floating up in the air, and you can smell it, and that lemon bursts open. There's a little bit of juice, and you take that lemon, you put it in front of your mouth, and you have a big bite from the lemon. And what just happened, Ian? Saliva. Can you see how you physically you reacted to a lemon that wasn't there?
Yeah.
Every thought you have has a physical reaction. Every thought you have has a physical reaction. So be careful what you think. Be careful of the lies you are telling yourself. You can make yourself sick. You will make yourself sick if you don't rein in that wild horse. And one way of doing it is by watching what you are saying to yourself, watching what you are telling your mind. And that is your first mind hack.
Wow, Heidi, wow, this is so, so cool. Yo, this is so, so cool. Love it. Mind hacks.
This is amazing.
Sure. Wow, this is incredible. I'm already looking forward to next week. Some more mind hacks that you're going to share with us. So, Heidi, thank you so much. How do we get in touch with you on social media?
Yes, please contact me on at Greatness Coaching with Heidi M. That's on Facebook, and at Greatness Coaching on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. Have a beautiful week, Eon. Better lies.
And you. I won't be in the coffin. I'll be standing with the eulogy.
Preach, brother.
Until next week, Heidi. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.